first I listened to the Modest Joint, I was a lawyer. A goddamn lawyer. Whoops. I did it again. See, that's what I'm talking about. When you listen to Modest Joint, you can hear a lot of crazy shit like that. If you're offended so far, don't listen anymore. Because I used to listen like once a week. Then I started listening more and more. All the time, listening to Modest Joint. And my wife and kids left me. I'm warning you. This is life for the fast lane. Wow. That was probably the craziest disclaimer I've ever done. Although, I seem to say that a lot. Anyways, you are listening to Michael Modest. And this is Modest Joint. Come on in. Have a seat in the steel folding chair. Today on the joint, I got with me a guest sitting in the steel folding chair, the Frisco Flame. I'll be interviewing him later on the joint. So as I said, I am Michael Modest. I've got the will to fight. Do you, jackass? Hit me up on Twitter, /MichaelModest, or on Facebook, MySpace, yada yada. Email my crazy ass at michael.modest@gmail.com. First, let's talk about some things I got coming up. First, Lucha Extreme, June 13th in Lindsay, California. That's down by Fresno, everybody. Huge event. Last time we wrestled there, we drew a capacity crowd, 1,200. The original, that's right, I say the original Border Patrol, Michael Modest, was on hand for the last event. I will be there again June 13th. So check out LuchaExtreme.com. You got to see the poster, man. The splash page on the front of the damn thing is awesome. And I'm not just saying that because I'm like the biggest guy on the whole poster. These guys recognize talent, obviously. But anyways, go check it out, LuchaExtreme.com. It will be every second Saturday at the McDermott Fieldhouse for the next year. Lucha Extreme, check it out. Frisco Flame will also be there. My girl, Lane Taylor, will be there. Big Ugly, the Chupacabras. Vinny Massaro, much love to Manny Fernandez, Lance Cardoza, running Lucha Extreme. Looking forward to it. Also, July 12th, Michael Modest will be back in Las Vegas for Future Stars of Professional Wrestling. Just found that out this morning. June 27th, Michael Modest back at WCWC, back at the Regional Sports Center in Springfield, California. I'm looking forward to my return to Oregon, man. I love wrestling there. What a great crowd. And much love to my girl, Joan. Big Booby Joan, we call her. So next on the joint, I've got a little commercial for you. Tell me what you think. Livermore Cops is filmed live with the men and women of law enforcement with nothing much to do.
Adam Manor, we have a code violation 340-812-3462. Ah, hell, it's a violation for spitting.
Well, 10-4 base, I'm on it. Yeah, what we have here is a guy that chews tobacco and spits out in front of his house on the sidewalk, which is public property. And you know, we got to stop the spread of H1, H2 virus, and plus keep the streets clean of spitting scum. All right, here we are. Hold on, come with me. Okay. Excuse me, sir. Sir, did you spit on the sidewalk?
No, sir. I spit on my front lawn.
Listen, sir, don't get combative with me, jerky.
Sir, honestly, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not trying to be combative.
Are you calling me a liar, sir?
No, sir.
Sir, if you don't stop with the attitude, I'm going to cuff you and put you in the pokey. How would you like that?
Sir, please, I have children. I have kids.
Well, you have plenty of time to think about your kids locked up for spitting, but this time I'll only write you $1,000 fine instead. Well, because California and Livermore need the money.
$4.50, man. We've got a jaywalker and someone running in the hallway at the high school.
The 10-4 base, I'm on it.
Next week on Livermore Cops. Livermore Cops heads to the movies.
$4.40, man. We've got someone with their cell phone on in the theater, and also we've got a popcorn eater that left their popcorn trash on the floor, even though during that corny-ass little commercial, the theater expressly says to throw your trash in the trash receptacle. Plus, there's a girl with her feet on the back seats.
10-4, base. I'm on it.
So there you go. That's my little dig at the Livermore Cops, the Livermore Police Department, for hassling yours truly, Michael Modest. Bastards. Ruined my damn Sunday. Anyways, let's get on with the rest of the show. Next, I've got the wrestling news. Dante versus the Raging Bull, Manny Fernandez. What the fuck happened? Man, there's this cat named Dante up at SPW in Sacramento. I guess 3 years ago, he said something that kind of pissed Manny Fernandez off. So Manny Fernandez goes up to SPW up there in Sacramento. Now, Manny Fernandez is like a main eventer, man, for Lucha Extreme Wrestling. You know, he is the Raging Bull. I gotta shoot straight with you. I may not like the guy. According to my gimmick, you know, he is a Mexican and I am the Border Patrol. But at the same time, I love him like a brother. So Manny Fernandez goes up to SPW. And I guess Dante, this is, you know, just one version of the story. And I'm looking forward, you know, I don't talk to Dante much. You know, maybe he's a little bit shy, but he doesn't really talk to Mike Modest much. I try to be friendly and outgoing. All the time. But sometimes I'm an asshole. So maybe Dante thought, well, Mike Modest is probably an asshole, so I'm not even going to talk to him. You know, I've talked to him a handful of times. Very short conversations. But anyways, Manny Fernandez said that he was disrespectful. I guess Manny said that Dante reached out and slapped him, man. And I believe it. If Manny Fernandez said it, I know it's the gospel. One thing about Manny Fernandez, he and I may have not always seen eye to eye, but I know he's a straight shooter. I know he's a badass in real life, and I know he doesn't beat around the bush or tell silly stories. He's not into fairy tales. So Manny says that Dante reached out and slapped him, which, man, I'll tell you, Dante must have a suicide mission in life. Manny outweighs the guy by like 50 pounds. Oh, wait a minute, did I say 50? Probably 60. And Manny's at 245 right now. Dante looks like maybe, I don't know, 170. 185. Like on a day that maybe the Earth is circling the solar system in a certain way that gravity adds more weight to everybody's body. Maybe it's one of those freak things that only happen once every 2,000 years. But if that happened, then maybe he'd be 185. Standing on a scale with gravity pushing down extra hard. But anyways, I'm going to talk to my guest about that a little later. Next, coming up for Mike Modest, this Sunday, man, I'm filming the Trojan commercial. Mike Modest got a part as a dirty, mean CHP officer. Now, that's not to disrespect the ladies and gentlemen of law enforcement. Man, I'll tell you what, when you're in big trouble, those are the first people you call. And they put themselves on the line every single day that they jump in that squad car. And I love them. I'm poking fun because of something that happened to me that I thought was a little silly. But I don't want anybody to get twisted on the message I'm sending out there to, you know, the public. But anyways, I've got a Trojan commercial coming up. I am playing a CHP officer, and I will be filming that on Sunday. I'm stoked about that. Ka-Fu, Bay Area legend. Bay Area legend. APW legend, Ka-Fu. He was one of the cats that APW pushed after Donovan and I left. Anyways, the guy's got some skill, I guess, and he's got a decent look, but he was hired by WWE, went to the developmental, and I guess couldn't cut the mustard or stirred up too many waves or wouldn't do the right thing. I don't know. But anyways, Ka-Fu, I guess, is fired from WWE. Wow. That must suck to get fired and never even get a job on TV. I would love to know what happened in this situation. So if you're listening out there and you happen to know, send me an email at michael.modest@gmail.com. I'd love to know. I also got a letter from Bison Smith. Now, you smarts out there, you all know that Bison Smith wrestles for Pro Wrestling NOAH, where yours truly also wrestled for 5 years. And that's where Bison is currently employed, out there with Pro Wrestling NOAH, and also wrestling in Puerto Rico. Bison is a phenom, a tremendous talent in the ring, and a great friend outside the ring. But lately, I guess the dude's been going through a rough time. Anyways, man, he sent me a great letter, and I really appreciated it. But at a point, Bison actually called me a bully. Did I say a point? He probably said it 4 or 5 times. You're a bully, Mike. You scare me, Mike, when you get angry. Well, I'll tell you, man, I don't get angry unless I love and care about you, first of all. If you're lucky enough to have Mike Modest get angry or get pissed at you, it means I fucking care, at least a little. Otherwise, I don't even fucking know you. And the shit you do don't matter none to me. My name's Paul, and this is between y'all. But when I'm in your life, and you're a guy with the talent like Bison, and you aren't exploring all the opportunities the U.S., WWE, and TNA might provide, makes me a little bit irritated. So yeah, I am a little bit of a bully. I told him that's what makes Mike Modest a good trainer, is I will bully you. I will kick you in the ass when you need it, so that you can be a better man and have a better career and a real shot at success in this business. I care about the people I've trained, and I guess that's the point. If you get to know me well enough that I've yelled at you, just know I'm a hothead. That's me. So anyways, I'm going to start my interview with the Frisco Flame. I've got the Frisco Flame right here sitting at the steel folding chair. First of all, Frisco, who in the hell trained you, man?
Well, I was trained out in Virginia, this little place called Newport News, hell of a name for a town, sounds like a TV channel. But there's a place called Vanguard Championship Wrestling out there, VCW, and that's where I got trained. I was trained by a man named Sean Lee, Sean Denny out there, and another man named Phil Brown, who wrestled as Mr. TV, Phil Brown, as another guy who went by a old school, who ran the old school Empire little faction out there called Damian Wayne or Mr. Mid-Atlantic. So that's basically who trained me.
Okay, man. So Now, who did you say trained you? Now, I know who you said trained you, but where was it again? I'm sorry, I missed that part of it.
It was a Vanguard Championship Wrestling out in Virginia.
Vanguard Championship Wrestling. Do you know if they're still running?
Yes, they're still running. In fact, they recently had, you can buy a DVD of theirs off Ringspots, A Night of Flair. They had, you know, they brought Ric Flair out there for a show. They still run on a semi-regular basis.
Now, I think they might even be friends of mine on MySpace. But anyways, check out Vanguard Championship Wrestling, man, because I think a lot of the Frisco Flame, his wrestling ability, and most of all, I think a lot of his ability to take a little criticism. You know, at the last show we wrestled together, I said that he had thrown, you know, a weak clothesline. It was a missed clothesline. And so because it wasn't going to connect, it looked weak. It didn't look like the haymaker brutal clothesline that he threw directly after. And I told him, I said, man, both of them have to be thrown like they're going to be a hit. So anyways, I think he's a pretty decent talent, and I want you to check out Vanguard Championship Wrestling. I think they are on my MySpace. I got another question for you, man. Why this gimmick? Why the gimmick of the Frisco Flame?
Now, it didn't start out that way. What happened was I went to this little show in this town in Virginia called Floyd. That is the name of the town. This promotion ran in Floyd and Jack. They're called NICW. Don't know if they're on your MySpace or anything. They're ran by a man named Ken Steele. But when I was there, I was supposed to be the face against this guy who, this guy, Frank, I'm just going to call him Frank. I don't like to say.
Make a long story short, man. It doesn't have to be like, I don't, you know, we're not doing War and Peace here, man. Just kind of get to the point here.
All right. Well, basically, I had a better look than the guy. I was bigger than the guy. I looked, meaning like I could destroy the guy, and I was doing the God of Rock gimmick. I had these pleather pants. My hair was bleached blonde, like Billy Idol style.
Now, if you know this cat, Frisco Flame, he's got very dark skin and very dark hair, and I know he's at least part Asian. What else? What other kind of nationality are you?
Filipino, Spanish. I've got some Creole there, so Black, French, and Indian.
Okay, so you're a mutt like me. I'm you know, I'm generally, you know, kind of a Italian. I tell people I'm Italian. I've got an Italian last name, but I'm basically a mutt. I've even got American Indian in me, yada, yada, yada. So you're a mutt like me. So you were doing this God of Rock thing and bleaching your hair. Now, did you wear a wig, or were you actually bleaching your hair?
No, my hair was actually bleached before every show.
Wow, that's amazing, because I'll tell you what, I've got kind of dirty blonde hair, naturally, and I used to bleach my hair, and even my hair used to turn orange a lot. In fact, there used to be an old show called Buster and Me, and my sister used to tease me and call me Russell the Orangutan, because I had orange hair the first time I ever bleached my hair. So, man, was that a problem with you? Did the orange come through a lot?
Yes, it did. I actually, most of the time, had to bleach my hair twice. Because the first time it would turn orange, and the second time it would turn blonde.
Okay, so anyways, you started off as the God of Rock, and then you decided, what, you wanted to wear lipstick and some leotards and go out there and do the Frisco Flame, kind of a gay gimmick? You know, what happened there?
Okay, well, I'm there with my pleather pants, vinyl vest, and bleached blonde hair, and I borrow the guy's spiked collar. Well, anyway, I put on the spike collar, and they just look at me in the back and break down laughing. They're like, dude, you look like such a homo. And this vet out there, Scotty Blaze, he's been doing this a long time, he looks at me and goes, that's it. Do that gimmick. He's like, that's how you'll get over out here. So listening to the man who'd been in the business longer, I went by the San Francisco Treat originally, you know, got some lipstick from a little rat in the crowd, got some glitter, and then I changed to Frisco Flame because I just thought it sounded better.
So that's the history of it, man. You know, I told this cat, I think he should change his name to just Frisco, because then it's more of a question mark. You know, Frisco Flame is kind of too easy. But he does the gimmick really well. In fact, a little too well. You know, a lot of guys, he just has this gay look. And, you know, that's the thing. I mean, the gimmick works really good for him. And, you know, and when I say gay look, man, there's plenty of gays out there that don't have the quote unquote gay look. You know, they just look normal. And, you know, but there's some that are very flamboyant. And that's the kind of look he goes for, a very flamboyant look. He even wears like a, you know, anyways. I'm you know, making too much. I want to keep going with the questions here and get through the interview. So let me move on to the next thing. What do you think your daughter, and this isn't, you know, please, I wouldn't normally bring in children to a question, but, you know, do you ever wonder, like, what your daughter will think when she sees you on video doing a homosexual gimmick at a wrestling show in front of a live audience? And do you think your daughter will have questions about you because you're willing to do this? And the reason I ask is because I was actually presented with a gimmick that was very similar. Woody Farmer back in the early 90s wanted to use me, Michael Modest, as Sweet Cyrus. And he wanted me to do a little gay gimmick and come out and, you know, do like an Adrian Street thing. At the time I had long hair, yada, yada. Now me, being a heterosexual, mostly Italian mutt, you know, I wasn't going for that, man. I was like, hey, no effing way. Okay. Now, I'm not a homophobe. I like gays, man. In fact, I've said it before on Modest Joint. One of my top 10 wishes was that, you know, everyone in the world except for myself would be gay. That way I would have a line of women out the front door all looking for me to impregnate them. So, you know, I got nothing against gays, man. I've had gay friends. I've talked to gay people before. I got no problem. I mean, I think I'm as shocking as they are, because I'll straight up ask another gay, I'll ask a dude, hey, man, you know, what was it like sucking a dick the first time? My God. You know, hey, they're human beings just like me. You know, so I tip my hat to them. I show them much love, much respect. I think they ought to be able to get married. It's ridiculous, man. Separation of church and state. I love that bill they passed, because I also don't think that churches, you know, should be forced to marry gay people if they don't want to. I think, you know, government tries to step into the way people behave and act way too much, man. You know, leave it up to the individual. Anyways, I'm off my soapbox now. So what do you think your daughter will think of this when she sees footage?
I mean, hopefully my daughter will be around this long enough to understand what daddy's doing. You know, if daddy was an actor in any kind of field, you know, I'd hope she would understand daddy wasn't that role. And when she sees footage of it, yeah, when she gets old enough, she will have questions. I'm positive about it, but.
So, do you think, like, okay, would you feel comfortable bringing your daughter to a wrestling show right now? How old is she, and would you feel comfortable?
My daughter's 2, and yes, as long as she stayed around me, I would be comfortable bringing her to a show.
You know what, man? I agree with you. And here's the thing, man. I think the more things children see, the more accepting they become of different people's lifestyles, different people's cultures. You know, when I was in Japan, I was surprised at the level of okamas out there in Japan. There's a lot of homosexual men in Japan. I find this to be true in a lot of different Asian countries. You are Asian. And, you know, there's a lot of homosexuals, a lot of transvestites, yada, yada. But, I mean, really, the way Mike Modest looks at it, I look at it from a very practical kind of science way. I think it's God's way of giving homes to children that wouldn't otherwise have them, you know, like orphans and stuff like that, you know, kids that need a home. And I think it's also a way of population control. A lot of the Asian countries like China and Thailand, yada, yada, those guys did so much fucking with their women like bunny rabbits, and now they've got a huge population, and a big issue with that. And I think it's kind of nature's natural selection way. I think gay people are born gay. And I think they make great parents. in most situations. I'm not saying every gay guy's perfect, every gay guy, you know, does things the right way. Hey, you know, fuck that. There's a lot of them that are weirdos, just like heterosexuals can be weirdos. Again, God damn it. What is it with me in the soapbox today? But that's just kind of the way I feel about it. So I don't think it's a big deal for his daughter to see him wearing lipstick and shit, you know, because when they go home, she sees that daddy's a man, yada, yada, and everything's fine. And if she went home and daddy was still wearing lipstick, come on, really, what are we talking about here? We're talking about putting a little lipstick on fucking on your lips? What, does that make somebody a bad parent? I don't think so. I'm a little liberal as far as that shit goes. It ain't for me, but like I said, I try to support the gays as much as possible. I wish every male in the world was gay. Well, no. Okay, let me take that back. Every male in the country. That way, you know, we wouldn't have that whole incest problem. My kids, you know, here in the States would all just mate with the Russian guys, you know, chicks over there in Russia. Like one heterosexual man in every country would be really cool. I'm putting that out there on my official wish list. If anybody can help me out with that, give me a holler. So anyways, man, on to the next question. Who came up with your finishing move, and what do you call it?
My finisher is the flamer bomb. What it is, it's basically I do a handstand on the top rope in the corner and then splash down on Vader bomb landing in a 69 position. And if I'm not mistaken, it was some Italian guy that wears these little black and yellow trunks that I've seen in a few shows.
Right. My shameless plug. Yes, I did come up with the finisher, and it's a great finisher. He hits it perfect, man. The crowd really pops big. It's a handstand into the 69 position, and I like it. It's dope, and I helped come up with it. So I had to do my shameless plug. Okay, hey, Twitter me, man. My Twitter is just shameful. I don't Twitter near enough. Shelly, thank you very much for nudging me on the Twitter gimmick. She nudged me and said, hey, what's up, man? What's the update? What's going on with my peeps? So I tweeted. So if you're following me on Twitter, man, hit me up. Tell me to tweet you. I will tweet you every damn time. Even if I get carpal tunnel from doing it.
I don't think tweet means what you think it means, Mike.
I'm sure it doesn't. Anyways, okay. So there's my shameless plug. What is your MySpace ad, your Facebook or your Twitter? You know, what is that business?
Okay, well, MySpace, you can either look up the name Chris James, spelled with a K, or myspace.com/indiesownchrisjames. Again, that's the K.
Okay, now see, I'm glad I fucking asked this question, because I got a problem with this. Who are you trying to push? Who are you using as a public figure? Who are you using out there in the public to get yourself work, to get yourself bookings, to get yourself known in this business? Or hell, like I told you, you know, shit, man, go do some posing and some gay thing. I don't give a crap what you do, but if you're comfortable with wearing lipstick and stuff like that, there's ways to make money out there in the public. But no one knows Chris James. That's not what you book yourself as. So why is your MySpace, why does it have anything to do with your Chris James thing? Why not have one that is just Frisco Flame, and that's the one you concentrate on? Everybody that knows you, IMs you, sees you through that, you know, your MySpace, everything should be Frisco Flame. That's the gimmick you're pushing. That's the name you're pushing. Why Chris James?
Well, because the full name is the Frisco Flame Chris James. It's just been shortened over time and when I began.
But your address, if someone searches for you, they have to know your real name, Chris James. They can't know you as Frisco Flame. So if they're a fan, if you got a fag fan in Modesto that wants to get in touch with you, and he searches for Frisco Flame, he's not going to get in touch with Chris James. I've done it. I don't get in touch with you that way. That's why I originally complained to you about that, and you've done nothing to fix the problem. Do you know if you look for me, on MySpace, Facebook, Twitter. If you look for me on Google or YouTube, guess where you find me? Michael Modest. Not Michael Carrillo. Yeah, Michael Carrillo is a fantastic fucking name. But no one knows the name. People know Michael Modest. That's who was on Beyond the Mat. That's who wrestled for WCW. That's who wrestles for WCWC up in Oregon right now. June 27th. Did I already say that? Springfield Regional Sports Center. I will be in Oregon again. All right. So that's my bitch and moan about your damn MySpace addy and all that stuff. If you had a website, would it be www.chrisjames.com? Hell no. It'd be friscoflame.com. Okay. Next question. Which do you like better, the big sticks or Eskimo pies?
Ooh, it really depends on what I'm in the mood for because, I mean, sometimes I love the way a big stick just lets me let the... It just kind of drips into my mouth and melts like nothing else. And, you know, I've got that wood left over that I can just suck the juices out of. But sometimes I'm in the mood for Eskimo pie, especially if it has that nice little crunchy layer around it. Just love digging into that pie, getting that sweet, sweet filling.
Right. Okay. So, see, Mike Modest. Psychology 101, baby! I just got an answer out of the man asking him about big sticks or Eskimo pies. The Frisco Flame has told me he's officially bisexual by answering this question. Because he likes them both. I can tell you every time, hands down, Mike Modest will lick an Eskimo pie before I stick a big stick in my mouth. Number five question. For the Frisco Flame. And you know what? This might be number six. I think my numbering got all fucked up. But anyways, nah, because I asked you another question. If Frisco was just trying to point it out to me like I don't know what numbers are. I understand the numbers that I wrote down, brother, but I asked questions in between. Because Michael Modest does things best on the fly. So, number five question, man. Are you really gay?
Are you really asking that?
I'm really asking that.
Would you like to find out?
No. Well, yeah, I want to find out. Inquiring minds want to know. That doesn't mean grab my dick.
But...
Seriously, brother, on a shoot, are you really gay?
Maybe.
There you go. The big question mark. Kind of like Pat on Saturday Night Live. A question. In androgyny. Anyways, let's move on. Let's ask some more questions because I think we'll get to the bottom of this. I'm kind of like Fred and Shaggy on Scooby-Doo mixed together in the mystery van, riding solo, trying to figure out if the Frisco Flame is really gay. Okay, question number four, man. Which movie did you like best, Terminator or La Cage aux Folles?
What was that second one?
Hey, there's a question in his favor. So do you know Terminator?
Yes, I do.
Did you like Terminator?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Arnold was great emerging from that ball naked.
Oh, well, there you go. Things got switched around again. The man remains a question mark. Number three question. Who do you like better, Elvis or Elton John?
I'd say Elton John. He had more... I'd say I like Elton better than Elvis, but...
He likes Elton John so much that he actually had trouble even saying the word. He really likes Elton John. It made him all flustered. He was like, Elton John. It was a little scary. Men love Elvis. The gals love Elton John. So again, he answered good on the Terminator question. that didn't answer so hot on the Elvis question. Number two question, do you like flowers?
What kind of flowers are we talking about?
He's gay, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely gay. To ask another man what kind of flowers you are talking about, the only fucking flower I know is a rose. I don't know about julep, tiger, balm, lily pads. I don't know about flowers, man. The mere fact that he even asked me, well, what kind of flowers are you talking about? Jeez. What kind of flowers am I talking about? I don't know. Yeah, I do it pretty decently, I guess. But with me, it's all in jest. With you, I don't know.
I know Jeff, that he'd love for you to be in him.
Number one question for the Frisco Flame. Anything you want to plug, man? Is there anything you'd like to plug on Modest Joint? How can I help you?
Of course, I'm going to join Mike Modest in plugging Lucha Extreme. That's LuchaExtreme.com. Go to the Superstars page on LuchaExtreme.com. You will see both the original Border Patrol Mike Modest and the Frisco Flame. See, I would like to plug NAW Wrestling. That's www.NorthAmericanWrestling.com. A bunch of great guys there. Mike Rain, Mike Modest himself wrestles for them on occasion.
I'll tell you what. NAW is such a class outfit, man. And if you're an indie guy in the California area and you want to go somewhere where the management treats you right, I'm going to tell you a little story. Mike Modest, I worked pretty cheap for those guys. I went out there, I wrestled a tournament. I went over in the tournament, man, which was a huge honor for me. I beat Bobby Hart in the main event. Huge honor. And, you know, a heartfelt thank you to all those guys out there at NAW. Everybody. Mike Rain, Bobby Hart. Those guys are tits in my book. And guess what? Mike Modest wrestled the tournament. Bobby Hart asked me, he said, Mike, since you're going to be wrestling more times, you know, do you want a bigger payday? Because I love the dude, I said, nah, that's cool, brother. Fuck, I love your company. I have a good time working with your company. So I went out there, I wrestled three times, finished my match at like 12:30 or something like that at night. It was out of control. Mother's Day. You know, the crowd was really into it, man. And the guy put a little extra something in my payday anyways. I'm driving home expecting one thing and I got a bump without even hassling him for it. Nothing. And I thought, wow, that's class. So if you're a California indie guy, you want to work for a good company, if you're a fan of independent wrestling, man, check out NAW. Check out LuchaExtreme.com. Check out, what is the MySpace again or the website for NAW North American Wrestling?
www.NorthAmericanWrestling.com, all ran together as one word. I don't know the MySpace off the top of my head, but...
Well, make sure you check them out. NAW, all my love. Bobby Hart, Holly Renee, Mike Rain, you guys rock the Modesto area. So anyways, there we go with the plugs. And then you heard him before. He said his addy and at MySpace and Facebook. It was blah, 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 Chris James or some shit. Next, I'm going to move into my top 10 reasons I think the Frisco Flame is really gay. Mike Modest has decided through the questioning, the careful questioning of the Frisco Flame, I've decided that he is really gay. No question about it. And here's the top 10 reasons why I think that. Number 10, he's wearing a red shirt with little martini drinks and shit like that and umbrellas sticking up out of the drinks like little mint juleps and mint sprigs and little slices of lemon. It's very cute. It's precious. Number 9 reason I think the Frisco Flame is really gay. It's the lisp. He's definitely got the lisp, ladies and gentlemen. Number 8 reason I think Frisco Flame is gay. When I asked if you are gay, instead of saying, fuck no, I ain't gay, or just flipping me off, he giggled and blushed and then said, why do you think I'm gay? Why do you ask that? Number seven reason why I think the Frisco Flame is gay. He's on my jock right now, trying to sit on my lap. Hey, bud, control yourself.
I can't. I'm hungry. I want some Italian sausage.
Number six reason I think Frisco Flame is gay. He hasn't punched me yet. Number five reason I think Frisco Flame is gay. You're quite simply and painfully a man that parades around in women's athletic gear, complete with a sports bra and lipstick. You'll never see Michael Modest wearing girly clothes. Number four reason I think Frisco Flame is gay. I saw a dildo in his gear bag.
I borrowed that from Angel, I swear.
You borrowed that from Angel. Now, where does Angel work for? Who does he work for?
He works for the Centino Bros Wrestling Academy and Evolucha. He works
now, does Chaos have anything to do with that one?
Yes, Chaos is actually the head trainer at the Centino Bros Wrestling Academy.
You know, I love that guy, man. Kid Chaos back in the day, now just Chaos. I wrestled him in XPW. You can check that match out on YouTube. Go check it out. Michael Modest versus Kid Chaos. Hell of a match. And I'll tell you what, that was years ago, many, many years ago. So I know the guy has gotten better, and he was already very, very good. Can't wait to run into that guy on the road one of these days. Okay, number three reason why I think Frisco Flame is gay. You asked me at the show if I knew where your little pink purse was, and you thought the boys stole it. Of course the boys didn't steal it. They didn't steal your little pink purse. The valets did it. Number two reason why I think Frisco Flame is gay. Your house is decorated with three pictures of Marilyn Monroe, four pictures of Elvis, and six pictures of James Dean. You have toilet paper covers that are little hula girls. And when I asked him about the little hula girls, he said,
"Oh, yeah, you know, I hand crocheted those."
Come on. If you're a dude, you don't crochet. Number one reason why I think Frisco Flame is gay. I'm ashamed to admit it, but he asked to suck my penis when he walked through the front door of the joint. I said, no, you jackass. Anyways, this has been Michael Modest. You are listening to Modest Joint. God love Tommy Fierro and Who's Slamming Who. Thank you very much for giving Michael Modest a voice in this world. Wrestling is hardcore.